special guest joining us in the studio now, Brandon Appleby, who is doing amazing work in our community. Started out by starting a Facebook page called Stand Up for Disability. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. You are doing some. You were just telling us off air all the different things that you're doing at the moment for people with a disability, and it's kind of amazing. Can you tell us how this came about?
So I myself have a mild intellectual disability, which means I'm a bit of a slow learner. Takes me a bit more to grasp, you know, the learning side of things.
Yep.
And when I was younger, back in 2013, I was in a respite facility locally in Ballarat, and we took a group out. I was a client. We all went out to a movie premiere, and we had one guy who was blind and autistic, and, you know, he'd get really excited from where we were, and, you know, he would, you know, yell out and, you know, rock back and forth and clap really loudly. And because it was busy and, you know, people didn't really understand what was going on, they would just be, like, looking and laughing and, you know, smiling.
That's awful.
It is. And, you know, these guys, they can't help, you know, what's
how they respond to...
Yeah, no, exactly right.
Yeah, stimulated. Busy.
Of course.
Yeah, and so what I did is, you know, I got back to the house and I stayed up for hours building this Facebook group. And at the time, I didn't think it was going to take off. And then I approached a pretty influential person who happened to be on the show Howzo's. And she shared it on her page, and within like 2 or 3 weeks, it had over 20,000 people from England, America, Spain, all that.
Yep.
To jump on board and have a community where they can air their concerns and not, you know, and feel like they're listened to and not discriminated against.
Beautiful. That's incredible. And now you are doing something pretty special to help raise funds and awareness for people living with intellectual and physical disabilities. What are you... You're doing a physical challenge.
So I've signed up to the Endeavour Foundation's Home Run. And what it is, over the course of 10 days, starting from the 2nd, which is tomorrow, to the 11th, is to walk, run, roll as far as you can within those 10 days. And because I'm really passionate about this, I've made it well above my fitness level, and I'm planning on doing 10Ks a day for 10 days.
Wow. So
a little under 2 laps of the lake, but I'll be doing the full 2 laps. Rain, hail, shine.
I was going to say, you've chosen an interesting time of the year to do this challenge with tops of 10, 8, 10, 8,
yeah,
7.
Look, I've, you know, tried to get into fitness and join gyms and stuff, and I've never really had the passion for it.
But this is the push that you sort of needed?
This is pushing me, and...
we'll throw you in the deep end. Antarctic blast
that's hitting
Ballarat.
I've set a limit of $500 just as a starting amount. I've currently raised $128.
Yep.
Beautiful.
I'm trying to raise as much funds as I can for this foundation to build houses for people with intellectual disabilities, wheelchair bound, all that. So they live in proper houses that are built to their needs.
Yeah.
And that they are cared for properly.
This is incredible.
That is very cool.
Incredible.
If people would like to donate to you, Brandon, how can they do so for that one?
So they can go to supportdisabilityworldwide.com. There's a brief write-up with a link of how they can support me. Support Disability Worldwide, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the socials.
You're all over all of them.
Yeah.
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 It's pretty impressive that you're doing this, Brandon, because you're doing it for people who might not necessarily have a voice.
That's true, yeah.
You know, so I think you should be very proud of yourself. And this affects a lot of people. And like you were saying off air, not all disabilities are visible.
Exactly right. So I've brought some bumper stickers in for you guys if you want to put them on your vehicles. And one of them is not all disabilities are visible. And what that means is, as I was saying to you guys, my wife has rheumatoid arthritis, and we actually have a disability sticker on our car. And one day we parked in a disabled spot, legally allowed to do that, entitled. And
some days are much worse than others.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, we've got two young kids, and, you know, she struggles a lot. And we were... as we got out of the car, an elderly couple walked past and said, maybe we need more of these parks so people who actually are disabled can use them.
Wow. And that hurts.
It does. It does hurt. And
she's like, I'm actually hurting right now with my rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, exactly right. And people just assume that disabilities are wheelchairs or, you know, like walkers and stuff. But as I was saying to you guys, that it's so easy to become a disabled person. And the example I gave was the former Cronulla Sharks player who had a gloating rugby union career, got tackled, broke his neck, and now he's living in a wheelchair, you know, and he needs these supports. And that's what Support Disability Worldwide is about, is, you know, I'm trying to raise funds through the inspirational clothing that I make, because we want to become a not-for-profit
charity,
in Ballarat, Australia, and worldwide, so everyone with a disability can come and feel safe and not excluded from the community and not, you know, discriminated against.
Yeah, you are doing amazing work, Brandon. I think you need to be congratulated on that.
Incredible
for
stuff.
For sure. As I said, you've got lots of different things that you've got going at the moment. Your Facebook page is still up and running at the moment?
Yeah, it's it's been up and running since 2013. Yep. Just shy of 26,000 people.
And if people would like to join it, what's it called?
That's Support Disability Worldwide. So we have the public Facebook page, and I've also got a private group called Support Disability Worldwide Community page, where people can come air their concerns in a private matter. I've made it private for the reason that we don't get trolls on it. I just want everyone to air their concerns, and, you know, people come to me with concerns and I want to bring that to government places.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
You know, make life better for these people.
Brandon, you are an incredible human. I hope you know that, and you are doing so many good things for the people who might not necessarily have the help that they need. So congratulations, and thank you for joining us this morning. We'll put all these links on our website later this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.